Jekka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria môre op na 26 grade, Johannesburg 24, Rustenburg en Ermelo ook op na 24 grade.
Groot probleme op die N3 in Germiston. Daar's 'n ongeluk op die N3 Noord by die Geldenhuys wisselaar wat die verkeer daar ontwrig. Dit affekteer ook die verkeer op die N3 Suid op pad na die Geldenhuys wisselaar.
In your sport headlines, India 199 for 4 as they chase down 229 against Bangladesh and Pakistan opener Fakhar Zaman ruled out of the Champions Trophy.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het kort tevore Afrika se eerste G20 beraad geopen. Hy het die geleentheid gebruik om te vra vir samewerking en hy het die leiers van lidlande ook herinner aan die doel om armoede en gelykheid hok te slaan, veral in die aanloop tot die sperdatum om die VN se volhoubare ontwikkelingsdoelwitte te bereik.
We committed ourselves to this very ambitious agenda to end poverty and hunger, to protect our planet, to achieve greater equality, also gender equality, to have universal education, health coverage, and to promote decent work and sustainable economic growth.
Dan verskuif ons die aandag na Mpumalanga waar 'n voormalige wildbewaarder in die hof verskyn het vir sy beweerde verbintenis aan renosterstropery. Rodney Landela en sy medebeskuldigdes het vandag in die Skukuza Landdroshof verskyn. Mangaliso Kumalo het meer besonderhede.
Two experts have testified about DNA results as well as fingerprints and handwriting analysis. The court heard that the handwriting in some of the evidence bags that were collected at the scene was different. There were also some bags that were not sealed. This has led the defense to claim that the evidence that was collected had been tampered with. To date, over 19 witnesses have taken the stand in the matter. The matter has been rolled over to tomorrow. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in the Kruger National Park.
Intussen het die regering van Nasionale Eenheid 20 dae om onenigheid oor 'n 2% BTW belastingverhoging op te klaar. Die begrotingsrede is juis gister hieroor gekanselleer, want verskeie partye in die regering glo dis te veel. Die vraag is egter, as mens nie BTW verhoog nie, wat is die ander opsies? Hier is Kusatu se Matthew Parks.
Investing in the South African Revenue Service to boost its capacity to enforce compliance with existing tax laws, so that before we start adding new taxes, we need to improve our collection of existing taxes. If you don't do that, what you end up doing is just punish those who comply with the law and to reward those who don't.
Die ekonom Davie Rood glo egter dat daar nie meer ander maniere oor is nie.
Other taxes are just not available anymore. Personal income taxes and company taxes have all been maxed out. There are some smaller taxes, but they are not nearly enough to fill that gap.
Dan weer sake, die departement van samewerkende regering in Noordwes sê gemeenskappe loop deur onder vloede weens die swaar reën die afgelope tyd. Minstens 200 huise is oorstroom en 66 kleihutte het ineengestort. En hoewel dit lyk asof die reën weer begin uitklaar in gebiede waar ons uitsaai, is daar steeds 'n waarskuwing uitgereik vir ontwrigtende reën in Noordwes vir môre. Pretoria môre 17:26, Johannesburg 15:24. Polokwane 17:28 en Messina 23:28, Mbombela 18:27, Skukuza 20:30, Mahikeng 18:23 en Rustenburg 18:24. Ek is Marlene Versheer, meer nuus om 7.
Four in a row. More music you love and more music than anyone else. On the drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.
I know that this could hurt me bad. I know that this could feel like that, but I just can't stop. And my defenses drop. I know that I was born to kill any angel on my windowsill, but it's so dark inside.